Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Week 2. Christ as the one with the heavenly rule deeds, our shepherd, our rest, and the sower. Thursday, related verses. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all who toil and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hebrews 4, 9 through 10 and 12. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For he who has entered into his rest has himself also rested from his works, as God did from his own. For the word of God is living and operative, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. John 5, 39 through 40. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is these that testify concerning me. Yet you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. Isaiah 30, 15a. For thus says the Lord Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you will be saved. Related reading. Christ is rest. If we take Christ as our wisdom, we may become very busy. For this reason, taking Christ as our wisdom needs to be balanced by taking him as our rest. The Lord Jesus sounded out a call to come to him for rest from being burdened to toil. The toil mentioned in Matthew 11:28 refers not only to the toil of striving to keep the commandments of the law and religious regulations, but also to the toil of struggling to be successful in any work. Whoever toils thus is always heavily burdened. Thus, the Lord calls the toiling ones to come for him for rest. Rest refers not only to being set free from the toil and burden under the law and religion or under any work and responsibility, but also to perfect peace and full satisfaction. In Matthew 11:29, the Lord Jesus gives us the way to rest. The Lord's yoke, his way of living, is a rest, but our yoke is a burden. Therefore, we should not take our yoke. Rather, we should take the Lord's yoke, his way of living. The Lord's yoke is to take the will of the Father. The Lord Jesus lived such a life, caring for nothing but the will of his Father. He submitted himself fully to the Father's will. Therefore, he asks us to learn from him. To learn from him is not to imitate him outwardly, but to copy the Lord in our spirit by taking his yoke, God's will. The rest we find by taking the Lord's yoke and learning from him is for our souls. It is an inward rest, not anything merely outward in nature. The hardest thing is to rest in our souls. People lose sleep because their soul is bothered. Yet by taking the Lord's yoke and learning from him, we share in our soul his rest and satisfaction. God's will is our yoke. Thus, we are not free to do as we please. Rather, we are yoked. Young people, do not think you are so free or liberated. In the Lord's recovery, we all have been yoked. How good it is to be yoked. The Lord's yoke is the Father's will, and his burden is the work to carry out the Father's will. Such a yoke is easy, not bitter, and such a burden is light, not heavy. The Greek word rendered easy means fit for use. Hence, good, kind, mild, gentle, easy, pleasant, in contrast to hard, harsh, sharp, and bitter. In Matthew 11:29, the Lord told us to learn from him. He is meek and lowly in heart. To be meek or gentle means not to resist any opposition, and to be lowly means not to esteem oneself highly. Throughout all the opposition, the Lord was meek, and throughout all the rejection, he was lowly in heart. He submitted himself fully to the will of his Father, not wanting to do anything for himself or expecting to gain something for himself. Hence, regardless of the situation, he had rest in his heart. He was fully satisfied with his Father's will. The Lord said that if we take his yoke upon us and learn from him, we will find rest for our souls. If we are opposed as we minister and we resist, we will not have peace. But instead of resisting, we submit to the will of the Father, testifying that the opposition is of the Father. We will have rest in our souls. John the Baptist did not regard his imprisonment as of the Father. Therefore, he was not at rest. If he had realized that his imprisonment was due to the Father's will, he would have been at rest, even in prison. Christ the heavenly King always submitted to the Father's will, taking God's will as his portion and not resisting anything. Hence, he was always at rest. We must learn of him and also take this view. If we do, we will have rest in our souls.